Beatrix Potter Collection, written by Beatrix Potter and read by Andrew Scott and Patricia Rutledge.
First and foremost, I must confess that I was not brought up on Beatrix Potter's little books. It was well after infancy that my interest in their author was aroused, resulting in familiarizing myself with the natural world and its inhabitants, so vividly depicted through the power of the writer's gift and her singular talent for illustration. In short, it was without difficulty that I have been able to enter the mind of a child, at the same time learning so much about the nature and characteristics of the animals portrayed and of their close relationship with us. Imagine that you are a 5-year-old boy called Noel Moore, confined to bed, as you so often are, on account of delicate health. You are the regular recipient, along with your fortunate siblings, of engaging letters from a close family friend, now aged 27, who had once been the charge of your mother as her gifted and inquisitive pupil. The letters usually contain descriptions of holiday activities, but on this particular occasion, September the 19th, 1893, the letter begins, "My dear Noel, I don't know what to write to you, so I shall tell you a story." It is the tale of one Peter Rabbit, who, unlike his siblings, disobeys his mother's wise advice about trespassing and consequently pays the price for his misadventures. All, however, turns out well in the end, but not without experiences of great danger and just, though gentle, punishment. The story is illustrated with lively little pen and ink drawings. This entertaining piece of correspondence was to be the beginning of a sequence of published stories that would open up a whole new world in children's literature, making the author, Beatrix Potter, then and now, famous throughout the world. For in 1901, Beatrix asked Noel if she could borrow the letter in order to prepare publication of it in little book form. As 6 publishers turned down the opportunity to publish her story, she did so herself, privately and at her own expense, distributing copies among friends. A later version, with coloured illustrations, published by Messrs. Frederick Warne after a change of mind, was an immediate success, and by the end of 1902, 28,000 copies were in print. Encouraged by the success of Peter's story, Warnes waited for Beatrix to come up with more enchanting tales for their young readers. The result was something rather different. On one of her visits to her cousin Caroline Hutton in Gloucestershire, Beatrix heard of a legend which intrigued her. It was the story of a tailor who lived and worked in the ancient city of Gloucester. Old and infirm, he found himself hard-pressed to complete his work on a beautiful waistcoat ordered by a fine gentleman for a grand civic occasion.